Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 1959, recorded on Thursday, the 18th of May, 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Sarah Lomax, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Rupert Hipwell. And in a few moments, we will have a selection of local news stories from the evening news. In addition to the news, we will have features and letters sent to the paper in the past week. Before we begin, we would like to welcome new listeners, Mrs. Beryl Perkins of Swaffham, Jean Gocher of Fakenham, and Dorothy Beasley of Heacham. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition. We begin with some stories making the news in Norwich this past week. A Sproston Community Centre is to get a revamp, and City College students embark on a trip around the region. But we start with news of a reunion of a Sunday League football team.
Former members of a factory football team from the 1960s are invited to a reunion in Norwich this month. William Billy Fowell is hoping to regroup the Lawrence Scott and Electromotors Sunday League squad that he once played for. He said the team, known as LSE Sunday FC, was made up of apprentices who worked at the company's factories in Norwich. The world-famous firm had workshops dotted around the city and once employed more than 3,000 people. Mr. Fowell, aged 76, of Thorpe St. Andrew, is now hoping to organise a reunion at the end of this month for all of the former players. "We've had two reunions so far, and the last was 8 years ago," he said. "There is one of us who lives in America, who is coming over to visit, and he asked if we could have a get-together." Mr. Fowell said he joined the company aged 15 in 1955 and worked at its Thorpe Road factory. He played as a centre-half for its Sunday League team, which he said went unbeaten in the Norfolk and District League in 1964. A date for the reunion is yet to be fixed, but he hopes to have it at Sproston Manor Golf Club.
Adventurous students in Norwich have embarked on a 100-mile round trip across Norfolk and Suffolk. City College Norwich's outdoor adventure students have completed the first leg of their journey from Suez to sea, which will see them use stand-up paddleboards, sea kayaks and bikes. Students will travel around Alton Broad, Galston and Burcastle before returning to their base at Eton Vale Activity Centre on Friday, May the 19th, having paddled 52 miles and pedalled 48 in 6 days. They will create their own tents, build campfires and use utensil-free cooking methods to put skills learned in study into practice. The trip will also raise funds for Finbar's Force, which was set up in memory of 5-year-old Finbar Cork, who died from an aggressive brain tumour.
Plans to upgrade a community hub in Sproston have been recommended for approval by council officers. The £1.2 million project aims to extend the Sproston Diamond Centre to provide a new multi-use sports hall and a new entrance off School Lane. It will include changing rooms, a reception area, increased storage facilities and a new kitchen. The scheme is due to go before Broadland District Council's Planning Committee on Wednesday, May the 17th, where it is recommended for approval. Last month, Sproston Town Council's clerk, June Hunt, said it was vital that work on the building was completed as soon as possible. "What we found is that there is a great need for larger rooms. There are groups which have been so successful that they are now at maximum capacity and need a bigger area," she said. So far, one person has objected to the plan, claiming they will lose their views of the city.
A man who was swimming sparked drama in Norwich city centre when fire crews went to the scene, believing he had got into difficulty. A member of the public called Norfolk Police because they were concerned at what they thought was a person in trouble in the River Wensum near the Ribs of Beef pub on Wensum Street. Police contacted Norfolk Fire and Rescue and the service sent a fire engine and its rescue boat. However, on arrival, at just after 7:45 p.m. on Saturday, it became clear there was no need for a river rescue. A spokesman said, On investigation, it was found to be a swimmer who was happy to be in the water. We just offered some words of advice that a May night might not be the best time to go swimming. Last month, firefighters did have to rescue a woman from the river. The woman had gone into the river close to Tanner's Court, not far from Wensum Park, and the rescue boat was used to get her out.
It's a long way from Narbonne to Norwich, and 25-year-old Owen Bushell is planning to tackle the distance one pedal at a time. The Network Rail signalman left on Friday for an epic 1,000-mile-plus cycle from the French Mediterranean coast back to the fine city to raise money for Norwich Farmshare and the children's charity Barnardo's. Mr. Bushell said he felt excited about the trip, which would take him over the Alps and through Switzerland, Germany and the Netherlands. He said, "I'll be practically living out of a tent for a month, so I've been meticulous in my packing to check I've not forgotten any essentials. I'm really grateful to everyone who has dipped into their pockets and made a donation so far."
The Sheriff and Lady Sheriff of Norwich have been given a tour of City College, Norwich's living classroom greenhouses. Sheriff Richard Marks and Lady Sheriff Maeve Marks were treated to the display of 20,000 summer bedding and perennial plants that staff and students with learning difficulties have been growing. The plants are being grown for civic and community projects across Norwich, including this year's National RHS Britain in Bloom, Norwich, bid finalists entry. More than 2,000 geraniums, Moulin Rouge, have been grown by the students and will be planted along the wall of St Stephen's Church and on Golden Ball Street. The Sheriff is an ambassador for Norwich in Bloom, which has been adding colour to the city centre with colourful plant displays for over 30 years.